Well, I lost my sight rather quickly back in 4th of July, 6 o'clock in the morning, 1992. And I was in the shop at the time, and it was a Saturday morning, and my wife went out the door to get some strawberries, because the fridges in the shop were far too fierce for strawberries. We had them indoors here, and that was the last I saw of her. And we went up to St Thomas's, because I was under St Thomas's, and the doctor eventually came in and said, "Oh, you're blind now, go and get on with it." We came back home, and in the afternoon, the lady curate from the church came down and said, "Oh, you need to get in touch with these people," which was the KAB. And she gave me the number. We rang on the Monday, and she was away on a course, but she phoned me up to say she'd be in the following Monday, and she did. And the first thing she got me was a talking book, and then she got me a radio. I didn't realise that it came from the wireless people. I thought it came from KAB. And she gave me it, and I was okay. That was lovely, because it was a radio tape recorder, so that was very useful. Then after several years, the tape deck packed up and they replaced it, and then it packed up again a few years later, but I didn't bother. And then when Anita came to see me the other day, I said, "Oh, you know, about the radio." She said, "I'll sort you out one. I'll bring you one next week." And that's the one she brought me. And I've been finding it's very, very useful, because it's got the CD, it's got the tape on it, it's got the radio on it. The sound's good. The